The Hikarangi Plate Boundary. During your field trip to the East Coast, you will be close to the Hikarangi Tectonic Plate Boundary, which lies just off the coast. This boundary could produce large earthquakes and tsunami. On the east coast of the North Island, you are close to the Hikarangi Tectonic Plate Boundary. This is the boundary between the Australian Plate and the Pacific Plate. Hikarangi Plate Boundary. At the Hikarangi Tectonic Plate Boundary, the Australian and Pacific Plates are pushing against each other. The Australian Plate is a lighter continental plate, and the Pacific Plate is a heavier oceanic plate. At this boundary, the Pacific Plate is slowly moving under the Australian Plate. This process is called subduction. As the Pacific Plate moves under the Australian Plate, it melts and forms molten or partly molten rock below the Earth's surface, called magma. Magma builds up and creates pressure under the Earth's surface, and when this pressure is released, it can cause earthquakes, tsunami, or volcanic eruptions. The Hikarangi Subduction Zone. The Hikarangi Subduction Zone is not well understood, yet it could be the largest source of earthquake and tsunami hazard in New Zealand. Subduction zones are a type of fault and can cause the largest and most powerful earthquakes and tsunamis in the world, such as Sumatra 2004, Chile 2010, and Japan in 2011. We know that the Hikarangi subduction zone can produce large earthquakes and tsunamis, and that these events have happened in the past. However, we don't know how often these earthquakes tend to happen, nor do we know how large they can be. A large team of national and international scientists will be studying the Hikarangi Plate Boundary to find out what risk it poses to New Zealand. This project will involve building and installing seafloor sensors to measure sudden earthquakes and slow slip events, using specialised research ships to carry out seabed drilling and imaging of the seafloor to find out more about rock types, gathering geological evidence of past Hikarangi earthquakes and tsunami, working with iwi to understand how earthquakes and tsunami affected Māori. Visit the East Coast Lab to find out more about life at the boundary.